In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated. You know, I've always been fascinated by the boy in our gospel reading. We know very little about him. He probably was a peasant. At least he had a peasant's lunch, 5 barley loaves, and 2 dried fish. He glides into the gospel story, and then he glides out again. And so far as we know, he's never heard from again. But he stays long enough to remind us of something that we are prone to forget. And that is the significance of one person. We need to be reminded of that, because many people are so overwhelmed by a sense of insignificance. What they think, what can one individual do in this world to make one atom of difference in this huge world with its huge problems? Now, we'd like to believe that we count for something. We'd like to think that we could make a difference in this world with its seemingly endless need. But our story reminds us what one individual can do. This boy had very little, but what he had, he was willing to give. And don't think for a moment that that was easy for a hungry boy to do. I mean, he had walked halfway around the Sea of Galilee, and he had to walk all the way back again. That's a trip of about 20 miles. And there weren't no McDonald's in that neighborhood. The natural tendency would have been for this boy to hold on to his lunch and say, "This is mine, this is all mine. Why should I have to share it with anybody else?" But the boy didn't do that. He gave what he had. It was a generous gesture, but it was also a reasonable thing to do. You know, if you really think about it, selfishness is a senseless thing. Everything that we possess has been given to us. Why should we not share it with others? When God asks you and me to share our talents and our possessions, it really isn't an unreasonable request at all. Let's say you're some kind of a professional. Where did you get the keenness of mind that enabled you to be a skilled physician or an able attorney? You didn't decree it. You simply implemented it. God gave it to you. Where did you get that strong body that enables you to get out of bed every morning and go to work hard all day? You didn't create that physical vitality. God gave it to you. Once we get that thought clearly in our minds, then giving to the cause of Christ ceases to be a sacrifice, and it becomes a privilege. We are simply returning to God the things that He has given to us. And once we have caught this idea of sharing, we'd probably be amazed at what Christ can do with the little bit that we have to give. I suspect that peasant boy couldn't believe his eyes to see what was happening with that small lunch he gave. All he had was one small lunch, but Christ blessed it and used it to feed more than 5,000 people. You know, across the years, I've become convinced that many people hold back in their service to Christ and to humanity because they feel so inadequate. They take stock of their resources, and it seems that there is so little that they can give or do. Now, if that mood is descriptive of somebody here, our gospel reading is encouraging us to rise above it. Our responsibility is to give what we have, however small and however unworthy it may seem, because believe me,